everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. This week, we are going to learn about how we can know that God exists. Nowadays, many people doubt that God exists. Many people who claim to be smart and scientific call themselves atheists. A means without, and theist is a person who believes in God. Atheists are people who don't believe in God. But we are going to learn that this is not smart or scientific. The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." That's what the Bible says. Now, here are some scientific facts that help support this belief. Number one, the world had to have a beginning. Now, many atheists believe in something called the Big Bang. The Big Bang means that the universe suddenly began. The world that we live in is expanding, which means that it can be traced to a single point. That is what scientists call the Big Bang. Now, they don't believe in God. They believe in the scientific impossibility that something, in fact everything, was made out of nothing in one big explosion. But as people who believe the Bible, we can see through that scientific fact, the fact that the world is constantly expanding, which means it can be traced to a single point. Through that fact, we can see an evidence for the existence of God. Nothing can't create everything. So someone must have made it all. When God said, "Let there be light," when he created the world, it must have been a big explosion. Number two, the earth is very designed. Now, look out your window, or maybe you're outside on a walk listening to this. Look around at everything around you. The beautiful design with which God has made the world is very evident. But here's some more examples for you from science. Okay, if the earth were closer or farther from the sun, by even a fraction, no one could be able to live. Likewise, if the earth was bigger or smaller, no one would be able to live. That's how amazingly designed God has made our earth. It's the perfect length from the sun, and it's the perfect size. There are many evidences of beautiful design all around, like I said. Just look. Look at the flowers, and the trees, and the grass, and your parents. There's things in creation that we can't even see that are so wonderfully designed. There's microscopic things that we can't see, things that we can only see under a microscope. For example, DNA. DNA is this awesome code that codes for everything that you're made of. God made this beautiful long molecule called DNA that can code for things like proteins and fats that make up you and everything. Now, no one would ever think a painting didn't have a painter, or that a building didn't have a builder. Look at your house. If someone told you that nobody built that house, would you believe them? I wouldn't. Likewise, by the world's wonderful design, We know there's a creator. Look how the windows in your house are perfectly placed so that people can see out of them. There's not windows in the ground. Look at the front door, perfectly arranged so people can walk through it. Things in this earth are so wonderfully designed, perfectly designed so that life can exist. We can know there's a creator. Number 3. This is my last fact for you today. The world isn't random. Now, you're probably standing up or sitting down right now. Do you know why you're not floating around in the air, or your head's not knocking against the ceiling? Gravity! That's why you stand and you sit and you don't float. There's lots of laws of physics and math that don't change. Gravity is an example. We all know that gravity doesn't change. That's why you know when you wake up tomorrow, you're not going to be floating around in your room. That might be pretty fun, but it won't happen. It's because gravity doesn't change. It will always be there. This amazing order, and the order is present in many other laws of physics, laws of math. This points to a maker who rules over all, because the world isn't random. It's very, very particularly designed, with constant laws such as gravity and mathematics. Such amazing order points to a maker who is over all. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to email any questions you have about the Bible or questions in general that you'd like answered on this program to kidsbiblequestions@gmail.com. In a later episode, we're going to look at why the Christian God shows to be the God, the only God and the only truth. Thanks so much for listening and have an awesome week.